social media gave everyone a voice. Wouldn't it be better if some people had laryngitis? It's the wisdom of Twitter. The most amazing tweets of the week. Twitter handles have been changed to protect the stupid. On Rock 107.
Billy TV 89 tweets, I keep hearing people talk about the CDC guidelines. What's the CDC? I ain't never heard of that station. Not a palindrome wrote, I just realized 2020 backwards is 2020. Geography Major 99 says, America is all caught up in this coronavirus. I got me a ticket to Austin. So long, USA. Hello, Texas. Hashtag staying safe.
The wisdom of Twitter.
Explain it to me tweets, my stepdad was talking about unemployment benefits. I can only think of one. You don't have to go to work. But you don't get paid. You got no insurance. The negatives outweigh the benefits. Too Dumb to Know wrote, two is the only number that has the same number of letters as its numerical value. Too Much Faith tweets, I don't care what the president says about social distancing. I'm having the family over for Easter. Jesus will keep us from getting sick.
The wisdom of Twitter.
Twitter user TigerQueen93 tweets, Joe Exotic was lip-syncing? I hope they cancel his show. He shouldn't be making money when he lied to us. At What Were We Talking About Again wrote, flatten the curve? Nuh-uh. I like them thick. And Can I Buy a Clue tweets, they say vitamin C is good for the immune system. That's great, environmental Nazis, but I'm trying not to get sick.
The wisdom of Twitter.
It's time now for Prospector's NAFFirmations. NAFFirmations are just sayings you can repeat to yourself over and over to help you get through the day. You are a lump of coal that can never be a diamond because you're being shoveled into a furnace of despair. Stay tuned for more Prospector's NAFFirmations on Rock 107.
It's time for Prospector's Briefs. Prospector's News Briefs. Thank God. On Rock 107.
In New York, the coronavirus is crippling the mafia. Look, it's hard to give someone the kiss of death when you're wearing an N95 mask. Remember a few months ago when we thought the worst thing that could happen was cats? Angus Young from AC/DC turned 65 today. He plans to spend today the way he always does, dressing like bait in a pedophile sting.
Wow, that went quicker than cash in Prospector's pocket at the Grandview. Tune in same time tomorrow for more of Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107. Rock 107.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. No hair styling means no hair coloring. And no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Gray. These hair colors are to die for.
They are natural strands of wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
I said, YouTube and browse Amazon. I scroll through Twitter for an hour or two. Another package of Thin Mints. It's been a week since I hit the gym. I feel like Barney in that skit with Patrick Swayze. Can't touch my face or rub my eyes. No one catch coronavirus. Stay indoors, hand sanitize. Or is your best friend? Now stay in isolation. Maintain some separation. Good time for hibernation. I want a vaccination.
The dumbest guy, but hey,
he's not the best looking either.
Prospector on Rock 107.
Northeast PA's classic rock, Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector. Social distancing has changed a lot. It's even changed the dating game, which had already been so different from when, you know, you and I were dating as kids and younger people to now with all the apps and stuff. Well, now it's gone to virtual meetups and pickup lines are having to adapt. So here are some social distancing pickup lines. If COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I? You can't spell virus without you and I. There's nothing out right now that's more contagious than your smile. Social distancing pickup lines. Can you pass me an inhaler? Because you just took my breath away. You can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me? Social distancing pickup lines. Stay in with me and I'll flatten your curves. Since all the public libraries are closed, I'm checking you out instead. Are you looking for a dirty girl? Because I only wash my hands for 19 seconds. It's time now for Prospector's NAFFirmations. NAFFirmations are just sayings you can repeat to yourself over and over to help you get through the day. Only set goals that matter. Goal for today, do not perish. Stay tuned for more Prospector's NAFFirmations on Rock 107.
Prospector can be a little hot-headed. Sometimes he can be selfish. He labors to get through most social interactions.
Sometimes you can be kind of a jerk.
Today, he asked the question, am I a jerk? On Rock 107.
Hey, I'm just trying to be prudent. Stay safe. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. My friend Michael is moving. Now, he closed on a house before the whole coronavirus thing just went nuts. And he needs to get all his stuff out of his apartment by today because his lease is up. Weeks ago, Michael said, hey, could you help me move? Now, usually, I'd beg off and find a reason not to. But Michael's moved me a ton, and he's the kind of friend who, when you say, I need a favor, he never asks what. He just goes, yeah, sure. So when he asked, I said, absolutely. But now this. Yeah, COVID-19. We're supposed to stay at home. But he needs to be out. And I have no idea if he and his wife have been social distancing effectively, and I don't want to get sick. So if I don't help him, does that make me a jerk? Open mic on the Rock 107 app. Get your message right to me in the basement bunker here at Casa de Prospector and tell me if you think I'm a jerk. Jesse, Facebook.com/AngryProspector says, when it comes to your own personal health, they should understand you're not a jerk. They may be upset, but they will get over it. Aaron says, wear a mask, gloves, and wash your hands. Don't be a jerk. And Jack says, let him hire a moving crew if he can find one. But no, you're not a jerk. You can get at me and let me know if I'm a jerk at open mic using the Rock 107 app from your iPhone or Android.
Morning, Prospector. You are definitely not a jerk. Stay indoors. Stay safe.
Lisa says, if you don't help, then a big fat yes. Friends don't come easy, especially ones you can count on. Mike says, I'd say no with this virus. You got to look out for you and your family. And Rose says, help him. Put on your big boy undies and help the man. You can tell me if you think I'm a jerk. Open mic on the Rock 107 app from your Android or iPhone. Send it right in here to the Basement Bunker Studios at Casa de Prospector and tell me what you think. Wendy on Facebook.com/AngryProspector says, nope, not a jerk. Everyone is being told to stay put. Don't leave unless your life depends on it. You're okay. Chris, if you pull out on him now when he needs you, then yeah, you're a jerk.
Rock 107.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. No hair styling means no hair coloring. And no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Gray. These hair colors are to die for.
They are natural strands of wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees. Nominee number one.
Well, they seem trashy. Around 4:30 a.m. on Monday, three people in Beaver, Utah, tried to break into an elderly couple's home by kicking down the door. Now, ultimately, they couldn't get through, and they took off when the cops came. The cops caught two of them quickly, 23-year-old Braden Baller and 18-year-old Sandra Azorla. But the third person, a 21-year-old man named Ronaldo Alvarez, took off running and managed to get away. And it turns out he hid in a dumpster, and he might have been able to ride it out there for a while if a garbage truck hadn't come around, picked up the dumpster, and emptied it. The garbage truck driver pulled over when he heard a pounding coming from the back of his truck, and when he stopped, Ronaldo jumped out. The cops found him nearby and arrested him. All three are facing charges of burglary, drug possession, and more.
Nominee number two.
I guess this is one strategy for slowly, lazily getting away from the cops. The police in Glenwood, West Virginia, got a call on Tuesday night about a domestic incident. And when they showed up, a 38-year-old guy named Randall Lee Mays took off in his car. And they chased him as he drove to the Ohio River, but then he got out of the car, jumped in the river, and floated away on a log. What a cartoon getaway, right? They wound up fishing him out of the river about 3 miles away, and he was arrested.
Nominee number three.
Here's yet another reason to social distance from your neighbors right now. Who knows how crazy they're getting inside their homes? There's a 47-year-old guy named Benjamin Leyland in Manchester, New Hampshire. And on Monday, apparently, he was playing his music pretty loud. So one of his neighbors knocked on his door and asked him to turn it down. And Benjamin responded by grabbing a sword and chasing his neighbor away. For what it's worth, the sword was 2.5 feet, so if Benjamin had made contact with it, it would have violated the whole 6-foot social distancing guideline. Anyway, he was arrested for criminal threatening. And the winner, by a long margin, the robber who tried to hide from the police in a dumpster, then got caught when he was jumped from the dumpster into a garbage truck. You are the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends.
I'm sorry, dear.
I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I'm sorry for saying a symptom of coronavirus includes no taste. So if you like wearing jean shorts, you may have coronavirus. I apologize for saying members of ISIS have broken out of prison in Syria. The U.S. is sending a battalion of troops over there immediately to cough on them. And finally, I'm sorry for saying Lady Gaga will delay the release of her new album due to coronavirus, and Nickelback will delay the release of their new album due to nobody liking Nickelback. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Wednesday morning. Miss any of today's show, check out the Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download at rock107.com. Neil Chama, up next with the 10 at 10 on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.